Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us, and you're going to really help us. You're going to share these shows because they're on a digital platform. And speaking of digital platforms, if you scroll to the bottom of thecommonsenseshow.com, you're going to see all our podcasts there. Oh, that's right. It's incredible, the technology that we now have, and we're working on getting it inside every article, too. So never miss an episode right here on The Common Sense Show, and we're really glad to be with you. Check us out, too, at thecommonsenseshow.tv. We're also over on Heroes Nation and, of course, Global Star Radio Network, Red State Talk Radio Network, KYAH, and a whole bunch of other places, including YouTube, where we conduct 101 seminars. 101 would be beginner's classes for people new to the movement, because that's all you're allowed to cover there because of censorship considerations. So we have a really good show for you, but before we join our guest, old familiar friend of the show, John Wayne, we are, well, let me just say this. We really want to bring to your attention MyPillow. I love Mike Lindell. I hold him in the highest regard because he has risked everything to fight for election integrity. He didn't make any money on this, folks. His business has taken a beating. But he's resilient. God's on his side. And when one door closes, another opens. And Mike Lindell is living proof of that. His people approached us and said, Dave, would you guys like to sell our products? I said, would I? My wife has already bought most of them. But yeah, we'd love to represent you. And so they have the slippers, the bed sheets, the pillow coverings, all the stuff. And listen to this. For our audience, it's half off or two for one. And in a couple of cases, like the slippers, they were $89 and are now $38. That's more than half off, folks. So they're great deals over at MyPillow.com/Hodges. MyPillow.com/Hodges with the coupon code Hodges. And when you go there, you're going to say, wow, this is really cool. Look at all this stuff and look how cheap it is. So MyPillow.com/Hodges, coupon code Hodges. Also, the food is still available. I don't know for how long. We've been through all the specifics. 25-year shelf life and so forth. Go to preparewithdave.com. If you have not got your food, I implore you. Because, one, people can't help you. We get just enough for ourselves, and we hope what we've got is enough. But also, do you want to trust Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, Merrick Garland, and Christopher Wray to feed you and your family? You think they're going to care if you starve to death? Preparewithdave.com is where you need to be. Well, John Wayne's been on our show a lot, and for good reasons, because he has good material. And he has looked at some old Kissinger stuff. He's looked at what's going on across the planet. But before we jump in with John, I have an announcement to make. It was announced by the Minnesota Board of Education that they don't care about a teacher's seniority. When it comes to reduction in force, white teachers will be fired before black teachers. And it's that blatant. It's stated pretty much just the way I said it. Racism. It shouldn't hurt to be a certain race, but increasingly if you're white, and by the way, today also too, rosary beads were declared to be a symbol of white Christian nationalism. And if you're not Catholic, rosary beads, you know, celebrate Jesus Christ, and they got the cross, and so they're criminalizing religion. I think you might want to share these shows because we need to wake up half of America that's still asleep. John, welcome to the show, my friend. How are you doing?
Thanks for having me, Dave. I'm doing pretty good, I swear. Well, you know, life happens. Was the air conditioner went out the other day, but I got that fixed. Just one thing after the other. But, you know, you're speaking about the schools, and I come across this here. It's an article, Children in Texas Sing the Oath to be Martyrs for Iran's Supreme Leader, Ali Khamenei.
What? I hadn't heard that.
It says school-aged children in Houston, Texas have a song they'd like you to hear. And they aspire to be like former IRGC Quds Force Commander General Qasem Soleimani and make an oath to be a martyr for Iran's Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei. I can send you the article. See, I just come across this. This is something I didn't get a chance to get at here this last weekend because I wasn't able to do my broadcast because I was getting the AC back squared away. And but this is just one thing, right? But it goes to just show and add to what you were saying with the opening of your broadcast, to what, you know, they are at full form indoctrination of the youth. It's not good, you know, and we see what's going on, you know, and I really want to talk about this. This is the thing I really want to talk about, is because the southern border, that's what I want to really talk about, and or lack thereof, southern border, and all the things that are going on in these border towns. And, you know, Dave, putting it lightly how I see it, is you look and see what took place in Ukraine in 2014, where it's at now over there currently. Look at Libya. Look at Syria. All these were proxies. And they continue to be proxies, proxy wars. Well, what is happening on our southern border, I believe, is a proxy war involving the cartels to, I don't know, I mean, cause you know, what a proxy does, what it did to Ukraine. I see this happening. And then I see all the other things that they're putting into the mix. So I've got a bunch of articles pulled up with things that I've come across, and to see how it's all culminating, you know. And I don't know if you've heard or anything about it, but I was hearing, I want to say something about October 16th or October 13th. I don't know which date it is. I'd have to find out where I'd heard it again. But they're saying that the economy is going to completely, they're going to just drop it. It's going to fall like a skydiver without a parachute. An overabundance of gravity involved, too.
Where's that coming from, John?
You know, I've heard it through a few different folks. I don't want to quote names, but they're, from what I've heard, it's on other broadcasts that are terrestrial. And I say their information's probably pretty correct, considering what they, you know, did professionally. You know, generals and things of this such, you know, people like General McInerney. And, you know, listening to what these other folks that are on this program with them have to say is, you know, Caravan to Midnight with John B. Wells is the broadcast I'm talking about. But, you know, the guests and what they're talking about, you can see how it could happen for the way things are taking place, you know. And It's really frightening, you know, because if you think about it, look at the southern border and how porous it is and how many people have flooded into this country from 160-plus other nations. You know, if there's any storm of biblical proportions, it would be, in my estimation, a country that implodes and falls within itself, having a population that is totally illiterate to communicate with each other. I don't think you could ask for a bigger problem, you know. And we see that they want to start a civil war. They're trying. They've tried several times, you know. Most of recent, and don't worry, they were just peacefully protesting, burning, you know, Minneapolis, Minnesota to the ground, and these other places around the country. That was peaceful protesting. I mean, is that not what they said, Dave? That's peaceful protesting.
If it's after 5 p.m., that's what Merrick Garland said. Yeah.
My God. You know, it's a shame to see what's happening. I've heard, I want to say Texas, Dallas, Texas, if I'm not mistaken, is having a troublesome time trying to keep police staffed down there to police that city. And if that's one city, I can only begin to imagine how far behind Chicago and Detroit and Philadelphia and San Francisco and all these other places are falling behind too. But it's because of the demographic shifts. That's what I'm getting at with the southern border. And now the border wars are going on. If I could, I just want to read the headlines of some of these I've got. So Americans were told to shelter in place as Tijuana burns, Tijuana, Mexico. Baja California looks like a damn war zone. Cartels have set at least 19 fires, including stores like this. This is actually a video from BidMax.com. From Vice, whole city is under siege by narcos in Mexico. Public U.S. employees in Tijuana warned to shelter in place as chaos and violence erupts. And these are all from different news agencies. See, so they're running with this narrative. And I mean, not saying it's not happening. I mean, I've seen some video of these places down there that have been, I guess, more or less taken over by the cartel, and everybody's been ran off, and they're ghost towns, and everything is pocked with bullet holes. You know, got the belly, everything shot up. Radio crew gunned down, stores firebombed as violence erupts in Juarez. This is just over the past week. Children, and then here's that children in Texas sing the oath to be martyrs for Iran Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei.
Do they understand he's a terrorist and not a rapper?
I don't know. You know, this is to the point where I don't know. It's either make or break. I mean, I'm hearing these generals, retired generals, saying, "Hey, America, it's time." Literally, general saying, "Hey, we need to take back our country, or we will not have a country left to have." I mean, these are retired generals. I'm hearing this come from on other broadcasts, and you know, I sit and see what you know my family served and you know fought to have and keep and protect, you know, and you know to you know for this country. Your dad was involved with the same thing, you know, when he worked for the military. You know, we want a country that we can feel safe in, especially with the government. We want to feel safe with our government. Doesn't anybody want to feel safe with their government? Well, yes, but that just doesn't happen in history. Any times of history, no government has ever been safe to its public and or civility or civilians that it oversees. Then there's other incidents that have been taking place. Have you heard about these incidents where they're in D.C., I want to say, where they had somebody charge a gate, opening fire, and just absolute chaos? I'm trying to see where I found this, because I got a bunch of these lined up. And then you have the IRS now hiring 87,000 armed agents willing to kill.
Yeah, let me weigh in on that just for a second. I want to get your reaction to this. It's not going to be just 87,000. That's just the starting point. But the job description says willing to use deadly force. They're arming them. When do you ever have a bean counter or an accountant have to be armed to do an audit? I mean, this is ridiculous. But here's why they're doing it, in my opinion. This is the agency that's going to be used to take people to the death camps. And people go, "Oh, Dave, you're really out there. Hold on. Listen to my explanation. I did some research on posse comitatus. Legally, the U.S. military, the FBI, the DHS would be prohibited from rounding people up. But the IRS is not. In my opinion, that's why they're militarizing them."
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'll bet you're absolutely square on over the target, right on the money. You just drove that nail home with one square hit with the hammer. You know, and I'm seeing this happen to the degree for, you know, what I'm seeing in my local area as to the building of hotels that are barely even having anybody stay in these things. They were meant for something, you know. And when they started erecting these things, I want to say around 2012 and on up, you know, until here, even recently, they're still building a new hotel. It's like, why in the hell do we need 5 or 6 hotels in one city that's got a population of maybe 28,000, 32,000 people? Well, because that's where they're going to incarcerate people. We see that they've done this in China. They've done it in other areas of the world where they've went absolutely bonkers crazy with this fake virus thing that they rolled out on everybody. You know, to get everybody to take the shot so that they can kill you with it. But another thing is, I mean, major factory facilities. John Deere is moving production to Mexico, and this massive facility that I know of is going to be left open for what? You know, I was talking to an older gentleman that's kind of like a dad to me, and I go, "Hey," I go, "what do you make of this?" I go, "What do you think they're going to put in there? You know, after it's all cleared out." And he looked me square in the eye and he goes, "Prisons. It's going to be a prison." I go, "No shit." I mean, excuse the language. I go, "No kidding. You know, that's exactly what I was thinking too." I mean, things are serious. And people don't understand how serious things really are. You know, look at all the rest of the world. The rest of the world is mobilized. All the way from the streets of London to the streets of France to the streets of Toronto, Canada. Here in the United States, everything's been, for the most part, docile within its majority of population. I mean, there's some crazy stuff happening every day. You know, that's recorded via police body camera footage. I mean, some really crazy stuff taking place every day on the streets of this country. But it's still holding itself in reserve, or maybe the chemical compliance of making people docile is working excellently for them. I don't know. I mean, see, we have the 5G, all the frequencies. I don't know where you want to go, Dave. I'm just kind of...
No, you're on a roll, man. Listen, we're being attacked on multiple fronts, and sometimes that's how we have to respond.
It's a shame to see that, you know, we're in 2022. So that's quite a ways on up the line there, you know. It's not 1965. It's not, you know, 1938. I mean, this is 2022.
This is an audible.
And, you know, I look back and see what they put on TV then and what they don't now. And one cartoon they don't put on anymore is The Jetsons. I've just noticed that. You know,
really? I did know that. Why?
Well, I don't know. I think it's because they're just trying to recondition the masses for whatever control grid they have. What is it? I was sitting at a gas station this evening, and a guy comes walking out of the store, the only person in the entire probably radius of 30 miles wearing a mask. Why are you wearing a mask? You know, you know what the mask is, right? That's obedience training.
Yes, exactly. It's the shock collar.
That's right. Absolutely. It's obedience training. You know, who will be the, you know, who will be the normie, I guess, or whatever you want to call it. You know, who is it that's, you know, going to be just the willing slave? And in this area, nobody wears them unless you are that obedient, willing slave. You know, see, and look, they're not stopping with the virus thing, folks. You need to come to understand this. Like I said before, way before COVID-19 was ever even uttered in the public sphere, I said, look, they're going to... one of their last ace in the hole cards is a viral pandemic, or a biological pandemic. And by God, if they didn't try pulling it. You know, it was a ruse. Don't get me wrong. It was a ruse. But nonetheless, they still did it. And not only did the United States do it, the entire world. Even today, Dave, in China, they are hauling people out of apartment complexes because their QR code did not light up green for them when they swiped their phone, or they got the call to, hey, come on out the door, and then we're going to put you in a containment device. I don't know if you've seen these things.
No. Tell us about it.
It's basically, imagine a box, like a modernized box on wheels. You know, four wheels on each corner. You know, a wheel on each corner, so four wheels in total. And it's just a great big glass container. And they're rolling these people off to God only knows where. I wouldn't even want to imagine what's happening in China. I mean, we already know about the organ harvesting and all the other absolutely crazy, horrific things that take place there. Just the absolute utter disrespect and or disregard for life they have. You know, that's what they wanted to continue to do here, but they had to take the pressure off. Same thing with the fuel prices. The fuel prices were sky high, man. Those are the highest I've ever seen fuel in my entire life in the beginning of this year, you know, and going into the summer. Well, what have they done now? They've, you know, took the pressure off that, you know, they've opened that release valve a little bit and let everybody gather some oxygen, some air, you know, breathe, and they're going to ratchet it back down. The same thing they're going to do with these fake viruses, ratchet it back down. You know, it's frightening, all of this. You know, and it says men's hearts will fail them for the fear of the things coming upon the earth. Well, yeah, I can believe it. You know, what is it we see every day? It's almost, it was there for a while every day, probably still happening. You know, people just dropping dead. What was this guy over there in Pakistan, if I'm not mistaken? Tell me if I'm wrong area or my demographics are off. But that guy, that Pakistani guy, just died at the podium talking.
Yeah, I don't recall his name, but you're right about that. Did he die? I thought he survived.
No, well, see, there was two incidents. There was the guy that was attacked with a knife. And I don't know if that was, I can't remember the guy's name. I'd never heard of him before, to be honest with you. Well, actually, I've never heard of either one of them. But the one guy, he just fell back. He was wearing a white religious outfit from where they're in, I don't know if it was Iran or Pakistan, somewhere there. He just fell over dead. The other guy was attacked, somebody, I want to say, a Muslim with a knife. And I think from what I'd heard last is the guy just lost an eye over the whole thing. But you know, we also have to look and say, okay, well, what else is happening that they want to put off as factual, but it's just theater? I've seen some interesting photographs of the Shinzo Abe laying on the ground, and it looked like there was, like, you know, them prop sets for, like, somebody gets shot in the movies, and they, you know, blister packets, they pop. There was a clear plastic tube with red fluid in it underneath his jacket that was caught by a photographer somewhere, you know, along the way. And it's like, what are we seeing that's real and true, and what are we not seeing that's not real, what's not true? You know, the disinformation campaigns. Look what's taking place with Donald Trump, you know, Mar-a-Lago. And now you have a lot of people coming out and saying, I mean, I pray to God something such doesn't ever happen, saying now more so than often that, hey, man, something could really happen to him now. And that's not good. You know, I mean, they're looking, I think they've got the tinder put together. They just can't find the right match that'll stay lit when they throw it into the keg.
Well, it's my belief, John, that if they can't indict him and convict him, they're going to assassinate him.
That's what a lot of people are saying, you know, and I pray to God nothing like that happens, because they're, you know, and when I say they and they're and this and that, there, people need to understand there are secret societies that have existed for hundreds of years that still are on a timeline frame schedule to accomplish whatever goal it is they have to accomplish, you know, and that's basically to domineer and dominate and control the world. You know, the entire planet. And people are waking up to all this. And that's one of the greatest things I've seen over the past 4 years, is the people that have come to realization or come to fruition and said, hey, man, yeah, everything isn't what we're told. Everything isn't what we see it to be. There are secret elements within the government. You know, there is the military-industrial complex. There is the medical-industrial complex. These things do exist, you know. Them conspiracy theorists, by God, they weren't right, were they?
yeah, they were right. Really? You know, what Doug Thornton and I have been talking about is if the assassination does come for Donald Trump, will they do it as a public execution a la John Kennedy, or will they do it as a disguised event in which they create a mass casualty event where Trump is at, so they kind of hide the assassination within the event? What do you think?
Well, you know, I mean, I'd have to offer the latter half, because they want the situation to be of such a scale of a 9/11 type of a deal, right, to sway the masses or move the people in one way or the other, either into the concentration camps, or you know, to a mindfulness of you know, I'm trying to find the words here, of what they could do to try and control people, or, you know, like I said, find that match to throw into the tinderbox to set everything off. You know, they could do that with Donald Trump's assassination. But like I said, they want to go for the mass effect. The mass effect would be to, I don't know, like I said, I mean, people need to listen to this guy too. Dmitry Dudeman.
Okay? Yeah.
Dmitry Dudeman. People need to listen to his testimony. Dave, I don't put it past them to nuke several cities within this country. I just do not. You know, I mean, look what they did to Beirut, Lebanon. their port. Look what they did to the port of Tianjin, China in 2013. It was either 13 or 11. Yeah, 13. You know. And I still believe Fukushima Daiichi was a contrived incident, because just before that happened, Japan was giving the United States a fit about something monetarily or financial, I remember. Then about a week and a half, 2 weeks later, boom, they're hit with the biggest tsunami that's ever, you know, been recorded in mankind, mankind's knowledge, you know, seen in a lifetime event. So, do you know, who Dane Wigington is, I'm pretty
sure. Oh, yeah, I've interviewed Dane a few times, yes.
No, he had a YouTube clip he put up here not too long ago, say within the past week. And it's literally showing the United States military using forest fires as a weapon in their government documentation. And it started in the 1970s when they started doing research on this. And I sit here and I get to thinking, it's like, well, you know, it's been awfully warm this year. And we haven't seen the fires to the degree of what we had over the past couple of years, but I mean, I would imagine California, you better buckle up because we're coming into that time of the year, right? But I look at Paris, the Paradise Fire, the melted cars, the trash cans standing there perfectly untouched, but you know, you got tires off cars that are melted and stuck to the road. That was a weapons test, man. And then to have Dane coming out with this thing describing, you'll have to see if you can find it, Dave, on YouTube. Check it out. Where it's a military field manual saying this is how we need to use wildfires. And then they have specified areas around the world for different forms of combustibles. You know, different flash points for different plants. What can they do to the plants in preparation to actually having the burn? You know, that's the chemtrailing that we're seeing take place. You know, that's a combination of everything within everything that they're doing underneath an umbrella. You know, I think what they've come to understand and find out is that what they thought they were doing to try and save the planet from UV radiation from the sun and the greenhouse effect.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
Well, it is a joke, but what they thought that they were trying to do is they're just going to, you know, repel these cosmic rays. Well, in all actuality, they made the problem worse. They have literally put the bag over the head of Mother Earth, and now they've come to understand they've messed up. And especially because of all the volcanism that's taking place right now, people need to be aware of that as well. Volcanism, and I guess there was a 6.8 earthquake above the North Island of New Zealand. The North Island of New Zealand, people had better just get off that island and move very, very far away, as far away as you can move from it. That place is going to go off. It'll make Tonga look like a drop of water in a bucket. You know, I've been paying attention to all these things. I called Cumbre Vieja, or La Palma, about 3.5-4 years before that happened. I was really started talking about it. You know, Iceland, up there in Iceland, I can't think of the name of the volcano, Farshwall or something to that effect. It's erupting again. You know, and they say the last time it erupted was 10,000 years ago. So, people need to be aware of all these things. They really do.
Which do you think will come first, John? Do you think it'll be a civil war or World War III?
You know, I think it'll conflagrate all at the same time. You know, we're starting to begin to see the conflagration over in the Balkanized area of the world over there, where, you know, you got these other countries that are beginning to kind of stand up against each other, Belarus, and I mean, everything's beginning to conflagrate. I think it'll all happen all at once, Dave. I think civil war will engulf this country. And the rest of the world will follow suit with whatever power plays and power vacuums and things to this degree that'll form over a collapse of a civilization. See, and that's the thing. People don't understand this. There have been at least 7 great civilizations before ours. And Dave, what I believe, I just believe this with every fiber of being in my soul, that mankind gets to these points in time. Out of these past seven great civilizations, they've all come to this one finite point in time where we are currently just about at. And the thing that's scary is, look, none of them has ever went further than where we're at right now. You know, we could be set back to the Stone Age. You know, Elon Musk, I'm not going to say that he's not the Antichrist. He's a very good candidate. But him saying, you know, we got to get off this planet because we're running out of time. Okay, what are we running out of time from? There's a lot of things. I mean, you know, the sun's acting up. There's other cosmic things happening, asteroids and such. I think I heard that there was one that hit the Earth the other day. I can't remember where it was at, but it was recorded as a scene. You know, well, they said it exploded somewhere here in the States. I want to say maybe Oklahoma or Utah or somewhere over there. I'm sorry, I'm so strained on just hitting, trying to get everything I can think of.
But I know.
But what it is like you're saying, no, I think it'll all happen all at once, you know, and people aren't going to be prepared for any of it whatsoever. You know, they said, like I said, I was hearing, I want to say it was October 16th. Is what I don't want to, you know, put money on it. I wouldn't bet on it. But I'm pretty sure that's the date I heard where they said, hey, man, they're just going to completely just bottom the country out, the economy, and then roll in this new form of economics and, you know, cryptocurrency and things to this effect.
Wow. The Great Reset certainly dominates everything, but I'm not sure you answered my question. Are we going to get invaded first, or are we going to have a civil war first?
Well, we're already being invaded. We're invaded now. The civil war is not too far behind. You know, I say within the next, I don't know. I mean, it could be within the next 3 months if they don't get their way at the November midterms. Or more than likely, for sure, within the next 5 years, I say, just for what I'm seeing take place on the global time frame. Hopefully I answered your question.
Yeah, I think my personal belief, I'm thinking about what I would do. If I were China or Russia, I would wait until the U.S. got into civil war, knowing it's coming, and attack at an opportune time when America's the weakest.
Yep, absolutely. So to that degree, World War III, yes, I believe that. You know, I mean, World War III is already going on. It just hasn't come home yet. It hasn't come home to roost here in the United States.
Okay, so you told me about a couple of structures you believe are going to be used as prisons. Have you given any thought to how many people they're going to put in these re-education camps that I believe are coming?
You know, I'll tell you, this one facility is just massive. I'll have to send you photos, aerial photos of these from Google Earth. And then there's another one I found, which isn't too far from here. And they've got all these little dorm houses set up. All these little, like, tiny little houses set up, and there's only one entrance in and one entrance out, and you have the concrete that goes around in, you know, like a four-block radius for all these buildings. I'm like, man, all they'd have to do is wrap concertina wire around that. And I could imagine, you know, it would suffice for whatever they'd have to use it for in that given area. See, these camps, and I mean, Dave, look, how long have we talked about the camps and their existence and the construction of said camps, the photos that have come out and the documentation, the field manuals of the military and all these things? You know, this is a fact. You better wake up, man. People better wake up, because these things are being built, you know, and not only built, I mean, they exist. They're being manned now. Remember here, what was it, 2 or 3 years ago, Dave, where they started staffing these places, you know, asking, you know, putting ads out to staff these facilities, you know, none of it's any good. I don't see anything good coming this way. You know, it's not good.
What kind of mechanisms do you see them using to round people up? What will be the impetus, and how will they do it?
Okay, so I've heard and read a lot of documentation within military field manuals that says fluorescent paint or non-fluorescent paint, whatever it is that glows underneath a UV light, right? People's houses will be marked with this stuff. not only their houses, but the vehicles will be marked. And why I say this is because all across the world, not only the world, but especially here in the United States, there are areas I've seen that have got these purple street lights, you know, like a UV street light. And the company, they've come out, and there was a lot of people saying, hey, man, what's going on? And the company comes out and says, well, you know, the factory just had an off day, and these LEDs got put in with these batches of orders, and, well, my God, just before you know it, the whole world's just got, you know, these specific areas where there's purple intersections. These are checkpoints. These are places where people will be checked to see if they have the mark. I remember saying, after people get this shot, they need to do one of three things, or if not all three things. One, check and see if you're magnetic. Two, see if it's emitting a frequency. And three, see if it is emitting any form of light, like the luciferase. You know, this substance that glows under UV light. And by God, be damned if it's not everything that's happened. You know, that all three of those things are a fact with people who have taken this shot. I believe, like you said, and you're asking, by the facets of how they will round somebody up is they'll have checkpoints underneath these LED lights. And if you don't check out, well, then you check in.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I hear you. I think there's absolutely no question. Man, oh, man, oh, man, what a mess.
It's not good.
How do you think they'll gather people? I have a theory on this. I wonder if you've given it any thought.
So I'd say about, my goodness, let's say 12 or 15 years ago, I come across some videos on YouTube of DARPA lab tests, and they were literally creating plasmatic fields of energy. And in this DARPA lab, they took this BDU jacket, battle dress uniform, for those out there that don't understand, military jacket, on the end of a wooden pole, and they stuck it in into this barrier.
I'm not going to lie. As a man over 40, what I see happening in the world is a little...
bug would be cooked on a bug zapper, right? So I think that they've got the technology honed, and they're, you know, still figuring it all out. It's tied in with the aerostatic balloons, SpaceX's satellites, and other modular control devices from above that are, you know, in the sky. See, but like I said, you know, Constantina wire and barbed wire, that's archaic. That's ancient, but that's antique. They've got plasmatic fields that they can erect, I assure you.
So how do they gather people? I guess that's what I'm missing here.
Okay, well, you know, imagine, you know, a small locale community, let's say a community of 5,000 people. They just put the device up around the community by whichever means of how they are able to, and they can just confine people there. You can't get out or walk through the plasmatic field. You'll cook. And then they just, you know, slowly from there, I mean, that's always been the big question. You know, how are they going to be able to conduct such a thing? Another thing I've come across, I haven't talked about for a very long time, is the Dazzler weapons system. It was first used in the Falkland Wars in the late 60s, early 70s. It's a weapons platform that shines a bright LED green light, and it pulses at such a wavelength that you literally become like the deer in the headlights. You freeze. You can't move. This technology exists. People can look it up. Just type in U.S. patents, Dazzler weapons system, and you'll find it. I think, Dave, I want to say I was given a vision of this when I was very young, but all the TVs, all the tablets, all the smartphones, all these things that are hooked up to a LED or are LED emitting will be used as weapons to basically turn the population off, if that makes a sense. You know, and why I say this is because not only with this weapon system and the technology that exists with it, I was looking into the patents for this, and they were trying to figure out how to put it on the brim of a hat. Why would they want this device put on the brim of a hat? So therefore, when the person that comes in to take control over the person that's immobilized by the Dazzler weapon system that is on their LED screens, they won't be able to, they won't break that transition, because the guy that's wearing the hat will be able to control them just the same as the tablet and then where the device was. You know, and this gets into Elon Musk and the Neuralink and wire, you know, all kinds of things. People have no clue. You know, and I've tried warning people for a long time, the same as you have.
Yeah, I think they're going to put people in the camps by food.
Food will work, yes.
And children. Let me tell you about, are you familiar with Operation Mountain Guardian?
No, not right offhand. I think we might have talked about it before. Was it the ones where they went and literally took the children from the school?
Yes.
And sent them to a facility and said, hey, come on, parents, come get your children.
That's, well, it didn't quite work out that way, because the operation backfired on them, but it showed intent. They had this drill called Operation Mountain Guardian. They shut down Denver International Airport for 3 days. Obama disappeared with dignitaries. This was during his presidency. And then one day they executed a plan, and they showed up at the schools across Denver, mostly elementary schools, and they snatched elementary kids without parental permission. And they took them to then where the Broncos played at Sports Authority Field. And Aaron Dykes was there at Sports Authority Field. He had gotten wind of this a few days ahead of time. This is when he worked for Alex Jones at InfoWars. And Aaron was interviewing a crisis actor. And he says, are you part of this exercise? She goes, yeah, I'm a crisis actor. And she said, I'm here to pretend I'm a parent wanting to get my kid back. But they didn't have to use the crisis actors, because here's what happened. They weren't very smart. They show up. They take the kids. Now, here comes mom to take Billy to his dentist appointment. And Billy's mom is told, well, gee, I'm sorry, Mrs. Smith. The federal government came here and showed up and took your kid. What? Took my kid? You let them take my kid? Well, yeah, it was the federal government. They had badges. This happened all across Denver. So by about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, hundreds of parents gathered outside Sports Authority Field and were blockaded out, and there was a near riot. And what I learned from this was really simple. That they will use the kids to lure you into the camps. They'll take them from schools. But also, too, I think there's another avenue of this. Now, they did not practice this in Mountain Guardian, but I can see this happening. They're taking away our food supply. There's no question about that. So when things get really desperate, oh, yeah, we'll feed you. We love you. Just come to the nearest sports stadium. And we'll be happy to feed you. So people are desperate. They show up at whatever big venue there is, and you're on a list. And if you're on a list, you're not leaving the camp.
We've seen this happen before already with the Katrina, right? And the sports dome down there.
Superdome, yeah.
Superdome. You know, this is the same thing. You know, they actually had a live run test of it. And It's not pretty. You know, you're right. That's what they plan on doing. My God, you're right. Absolutely, 110%. You know, and if not the post office, and or if not, you know, just while you're out driving, you know, well, the police got an APB and a, you know, a bulletin about you and your vehicle. We need to stop you. We need to take you in. For what? Well, we don't know. We just need to take you in. Whatever.
You can never report to a camp. Now, if they have your kid, that's a real difficult thing to tell a parent. But if you show up to that camp, you and your kid are never leaving.
That's right. I'll tell you, when it comes down to such a thing, that's when people need to get armed and start forming in mass. You don't mess with children. And Jesus Christ even said, you know, that if anybody hurts one of these little ones, they should be best off if a millstone tied around their neck and thrown into the depths of the ocean. Which, I mean, I believe would be fair. But you're right. They're going, this is all-out warfare by many different forms. Like you said, it's coming from all different angles. You know, too bad we just all can't opt out and say, well, you know, we're going to go live here in this little community and be, you know, go out and be about ourselves. Because, you know, look at this dictatorial rule.
Oh, I don't even know if I should tell you about this. But then again, maybe I should. Many years ago, before I got into this business, I was dear friends with the late Bill Pollack, ex-Air Force Intel, all kinds of stuff he was into. And he couldn't stand the New World Order. And Vance Davis, ex-NSA, Vance still comes on my show, my TV show occasionally. And the three of us were best of friends. They knew about my father's work. I had to keep it quiet at the time because my mom was still living and she was getting his pension, which she'd have lost if I had revealed the classified information that my father told me. And so we used to hang out together. We had meetings. Astronauts would come. We signed non-disclosure agreements so we couldn't talk about who was there and what they said, but it was very informative. And we did learn about the opportunity to get involved with Enron, and Bill and Vance were working on advanced technology, and it was Tesla technology, basically what you'd call today free energy. And we attracted the attention of Enron. And Enron was all over this. You remember their CEO, right? Supposedly committed suicide?
That's right.
He didn't.
Yep.
I was in on some meetings, some telephonic meetings. I remember one time he even said, you all better have your dead man switch in place. And I stupidly muted my microphone and I turned to Bill. I said, what the hell is a dead man switch? And he told me. And I said, oh, I see. Okay. So eventually, as we were getting ready to open this community based on this technology in the San Luis Valley, the feds came in and they jimmied up charges against this organization. And they shut us down. I feel lucky I didn't go to prison. We didn't break any laws. But they went after the company and their executives. There was a dead man switch involved in these. Two of the executives were allowed to disappear, faking the suicide. But I've seen this, and this government will go to any lengths to protect its secrets, and the Tesla technology is still heavily guarded.
Oh, absolutely.
Greg Evenson actually told me one time, he said, Dave, there's nothing we haven't done that you've seen in the movies. I said, like Stargates? He goes, oh, yeah. He said, Tesla technology. And Bill and I actually talked. He said the next level for what we could do here is indeed Tesla technology. And he said we can create shields over our community. It was absolutely phenomenal, but they shut us down. Mm-hmm. Jamie Walden has a community in near, I forget the name of the town, but it's in southwestern Colorado. Durango is where he's near. And I've told Jamie, don't touch Tesla. Build your community. Don't touch Tesla because they will show up. I even got a test call one time. Some guy who was a colonel calls me and says, hey, want to come on your show and talk about Tesla technology? And I said, what will you say? He goes, well, it's kind of what you guys tried to do out there in Colorado. And I said, how the hell do you know that? He goes, just checking on you, Dave. True story, man. So I don't think I've ever told that story on the air before, but it was an interesting time. I've had astronauts tell me about alien life forms they saw on the moon. Now, my position is that they're fallen angels pretending to be aliens, Genesis 6. But nonetheless, pretty damn interesting, isn't it?
It all is. You know, it all shows that everything, it's all connected. You know, speaking of, you know, kind of getting the nudge like, hey, man, we're watching you. I called three guys out one night because I caught them following me between, you know, a vast great form of distance. Let's put it that way. that it just the chances are just astronomical. Just it would not happen. But also, as when Facebook, I started using Facebook quite a bit there years ago to try and build the following, and the director for Homeland Security out of the office of, I want to say Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, had fake profile accounts, and I had like three or four of them who were befriended to me. So, you know, to see this guy, you know, was scooping around in the back to see what everybody's putting out. You know, this is real. You know, it makes me wonder, how is Edward Snowden and Julian Assange faring out? You know, I haven't heard much about Julian Assange now lately, but yeah, it's not good. I mean, like I say, I mean, everything going on right now is good. It was not good. It's nefarious and malevolent. You know, people need to understand that, you know, we're really there is a true fight between good and evil. You know, before we fight against the powers and the principalities of the power, you know, the power of the air, and by goodness, it's happening. And who's to say that that's not even, you know, that's also including the Wi-Fi signals and frequencies and things to that effect. You know, don't forget 5G.
Oh, geez. A whole nother avenue we could go down. It's absolutely incredible. Let me have you react to something. I was speaking with Jamie Walden the other day, and it's our belief that there's besmirching Trump's reputation. They're going to carry this into the midterm. But if they lose the election, they be in the deep state Democrats. That's when they'll start the civil war.
Yep, I believe it.
Between November and January. Do you think there's any truth in that?
Beyond any reason, any doubt, absolutely. You know, they're pretty darn spooked because they thought they were going to be able to play their card and play their hand and do a lot more than what they were able to accomplish, but they weren't. And now people have woken up to the grand conspiracy, right? And that's what it is. People saying, oh, you know, look at this conspiracy theorist. Watch out for this information. You know, fact check this, fact check that. No. Look, I'm telling everybody, this is the conspiracy. All of it put together, you know. And they know that if they don't try to do something massive, their goose is cooked. You know, I mean, they've committed crimes of high treason.
Oh, yeah,
on
absolutely,
the level that you
yes.
can't even begin to imagine.
Yeah, no question.
Not you specifically, but the listeners out there. Sorry about that.
No, you're absolutely right. It's too crazy. It's just too crazy. I never thought 5 years ago we'd be where we're at right now. John, it was good to do this overview with you because I wanted to hit a lot of different topics and you didn't disappoint. Because we need to throw things out that people can latch onto. I can't identify with that, but I get this. Because what we need to do is wake people up. Because if we don't start standing up to this now, and I think we just got a few months left, game over for all of us. Hey, tell people how they can follow your good work.
I do a broadcast, had been doing a broadcast. I still am. Like I said, life's been happening a lot lately. At revolution.radio, freedomslips.com. Both URLs take you to the same place. Right there on Studio A, The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1, with me, John Wayne, every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And how do people listen?
Go to the either one of them URLs, revolution.radio or freedomslips.com. And it's got a little player down there. You'll go down, you'll see Studio A, Hawk's Nest, and Studio B. And you just hit the little green button, and then you're in, and you listen. So.
That's really cool. We just put a player up on our website that plays all our podcasts at the bottom and also in the articles. Pretty cool technology, which means, ladies and gentlemen, you should be taking John's show, you should be taking my show, and you should be sharing it to people that need to hear this. Even liberals. See, this is one thing that I'm seeing a resurgence of liberals starting to become a little more pragmatic and practical about who and what they support because of the fact that their kids are involved and they don't want to lose their kids. And Trust me, folks, these people that are in charge will devour everything before they're done, and everybody in it. Anyway, John, we're out of time. I want to thank you for joining us, and can't wait to talk to you again, my friend. Always good information coming from you, and we will see you later.
Sounds good. Thank you, Dave. Godspeed.
Thank you. God bless everybody.